Fred Film Radio, Tribeca Film Festival, New York City.
This is Fred Film Radio and I'm Kuzma Matna at Tribeca Film Festival 2019. Today we are here with the director of the Spotlight documentary Picture Character, Martha Shane, the producer Jennifer Aitley, and the hijab emoji creator Rayouf Alumedi. Good morning, Martha, Jennifer, and Rayouf, and thank you for being with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Martha, you co-directed the movie with Ian Cheney. Can you tell us how you two had the idea to make a movie about emoji?
Well, I can tell you about why I was drawn to the project, and then perhaps our producer Jenny's idea, so maybe she can tell you the origins. So I immediately, when the idea was presented to me, I remembered this text message conversation I'd had back in 2012, where for about a week, I tried to communicate with a friend exclusively in emoji. And as you can imagine, that led to a lot of confusion and hilarity, but also it was really fun and sort of a joyful experience. And so I think when I thought about the idea of making this as a film, I started to think about that and about the sort of possibilities and limitations of a set of digital symbols and what they really do for us. And also just thinking about if in a million years from now, if the aliens discover our cell phones and they're looking at the set, what will they think of this global, you know, of our global society, our global values based on looking at this? Maybe Jenny can talk about the origins.
Yeah, so in August of 2015, I was texting with my friend Ying Liu, who's a designer, famous for designing the Twitter fail whale, and we're both Chinese-ish, so we were texting about dumplings, because that's what Chinese-ish people do, and I sent her a photo of dumplings I was cooking, and then she texted back, like, yum, 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 knife and fork, and then she goes, oh, there's no dumpling emoji, or Apple has no dumpling emoji. And I had no idea where emoji came from at that point. I, you know, didn't really think anything of it. But then half an hour later, it goes, boop, there is a picture of a dumpling with heart eyes on my phone. And I was like, oh, did you make that? And she's like, yeah, I'm a designer. I can take things into my own hand. And I was like, oh, that's really strange. Where do emoji come from? Because if there's no dumpling emoji, and dumplings are like a food universal, right? Ravioli, kinkali, pierogi, momos, gyoza, and Japanese emoji are dominant on the keyboard because emojis are originally from Japan. So if there's no Japanese gyoza and there's no dumpling in general, I was like, clearly this emoji system is broken. Like, it has failed. So, like, I'm going to go fix it. Like, there's something broken with the internet, and I will go fix it. And so I just Googled. I was like, where do emoji come from? And then I discovered at the time they were run by this cabal of large U.S. multinational tech companies like Google, IBM, Oracle, Facebook, Microsoft, and Adobe and Apple. And I was like, how are these people paying, you know, $18,000 a year to regulate this global visual language? But there is a small loophole. You know, you have to pay $18,000 a year to have voting power. But you can join as an individual for $75 and have no voting power, but you can show up at the meetings. So that's what I did. I showed up at the meetings. They were very friendly. It was mostly this room of like 20 people, mostly white, mostly male, mostly engineers. They were really excited I was there. It was like showing up at a new church. They were like, we know, we're so happy to see you. What brings you here? Tell us about yourself. And then that started me on my emoji adventure. And I had done a documentary with Ian on Chinese food in America. So as soon as I saw how absurd this was, I was like, how do you feel about doing an emoji documentary? And I thought, you know, is it going to be about the fight about the dumpling emoji, except like it passed like that. So there was no documentary there. And then in the summer in 2016, we got a message from, you know, someone who was proposing a hijab emoji, which I'd thought about before. And, you know, I emailed with this, you know, it was Rayouf Alhumedi. It didn't have a bio or anything. And I wrote back, you know, how, by the way, where do you live? Can you tell me about yourself? And she's like, I'm Berlin. I'm 15. And I was like, we have a protagonist for our documentary. Do you remember that? Actually, did I? What happened?
Because it was
she emailed in like August of 2016. And yeah. I was like,
right. Yeah. No, and as soon as we heard hijab emoji, and then I think when I first talked to you, I was like, oh, she's much more well-spoken than I am. She's definitely going to get this emoji. We have to follow her.
And then we just sent someone, right?
And then, yeah, I went there, yeah, for probably 2016, October 2016.
Yeah. Sora, your fight for having an emoji that represents all Muslim girls wearing hijab was a long journey. So how was your reaction when they decided to include your story in the film?
My story? Oh my goodness. The entire process of creating this film was so overwhelming because you can imagine, like, the only access I had to movie making was iMovie on my laptop, you know, editing. So, like, to see a, like, full-on production about something I was really passionate about was completely overwhelming. And the film turned out amazing. So I was so happy to not only be a part of it, but see other people's process in creating an emoji and just how the technicalities that people sometimes overlook in creating it was truly an honor.
So, Jennifer, the film was shot in Europe, South and North America and Japan. How difficult was it to shoot in so many different places?
That is a question for our intrepid director who went on every single shoot almost, basically.
That is true. Yeah, it was, I mean, that was one of the things that drew me to this project. You know, emoji is this global language, so we had to film all over the world. And yeah, I think, you know, showing up in a place like Tokyo and sort of seeing the world, seeing that city through the lens of emoji and symbols and trying to see how the influence of the Japanese influence was in the emoji set was really amazing. It was just like seeing the world through a completely different lens.
And so you feature this linguist, Tyler Schnöbelen, who says in the film that emojis do happiness work. And the film itself works a lot with emojis, apart from different languages, music, and visuals. So what kind of work do emojis do for the film itself?
Emojis probably do happiness work in the film itself, I would say. You know, certainly in our filmmaking process, it was really funny because, you know, I do believe that the main thing that most emoji do is add tone to text, which can be so dry. And so we were making the film in three different places. Ian's in Maine, Jenny's in San Francisco, but she's always on the road, and I'm here in New York. And so I think, you know, all our text message conversations were emoji laden, and that's sort of like probably why we're all still friends today, you know? That little like dolphin emoji at the end of a question or a request, it just completely changes the way you interpret that sentence. And so, yeah, they played a really important role in our filmmaking process.
Yesterday was the world premiere of the film. How was the reaction of the audience?
If the audience wasn't laughing every 5 minutes, then they didn't watch the movie. It was so hilarious. It was so interesting. And, you know, when you like first hear of it, oh, it's a movie about emojis, you don't really exactly know what to expect. And honestly, it blew me away because it was the first time I watched it. It was my real life reaction. My dad was laughing the entire time. And other than humor and just like, you know, a good feeling, it was truly informative and adds a different perspective to the way you view, you know, arguably the most culturally relevant form of communication, emojis.
The questions at the Q&A were great, and it was just incredibly surreal to be standing up there with all these emoji luminaries. I've been thinking about this subject for 3 years now, but many of the people on the stage were so much more knowledgeable about emoji than me and has so much direct experience. It was just kind of an honor to be there.
Okay, thank you, Martha, Jennifer, and Rayouf for being with us today, and congratulations for the world premiere again. I'm Kuzma Matna from Tribeca Film Festival 2019 New York, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.